Warning, some of the language in these videos is not censored and may be considered slightly offensive to some viewers.
I'm glad you asked! People who identify as abrosexual are fluid with their sexualities.
What?
Like gender fluid, abrosexual friends one day might feel pan, but then the next day they might feel asexual.
And a week later, they could just be gay.
Their sexualities are fluid.
Does this mean they're fluid with all the sexualities?
Some. Every abrosexual is different.
And we love our abrosexual friends!
That's probably the only video that you could also watch on mute, and it's equally as annoying. You know, you can look at a person's physiognomy. You can look at that person's facial expressions and just be like, that is literally the most annoying piece of shit person that I would probably ever meet in my life. So I brought a couple people that I'm a little bit abrosexual to. I get a little bit fluid back and forth. One of the people that I brought on today that I just got to say is as stunning as ever is Chad Prather, looking beautiful there from the Chad Prather Show. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Hey, thanks. I like when we give fluid back and forth.
And when fluids are involved?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's problem is. I mean, some weeks I like redheads and the other weeks brunettes and then blondes. I mean, is that basically the same kind of thing?
No, I don't know if that was a boy or a girl, so that's I don't want to misgender them. That's what, other than cyberbullying.
Well, next week she could be a girl.
Well, you know, other than cyberbullying being the thing that bothers me the most, everybody knows that the second most triggering thing to me is misgendering somebody. Okay. So I'm trying to be very careful.
I'll remember that. I'll remember that for this episode, but for this episode alone.
Of just this one. We also brought on back to the studio the future co-host of our new show, You Are Here, which is, the links are in the description. You can subscribe to it. Is going to be a 5-day-a-week live show on YouTube and Blaze TV. The very handsome, the very Chad-looking, sharp jawline, giga-dude, Sydney Watson from the creatively named channel Sydney Watson. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Wow, thanks for having me, Elijah. This is so great. It's great to be here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling sexy. I'm wearing my nicest lingerie. You want to see it later?
Yep. Yeah, I was just admiring that strong jawline of yours. And can I make just a public request that I know is going to fall on deaf ears? Sydney, stop with the catfish face. Just stop that catfish face.
I can't. It's my favorite. You know what? Look, this is the thing, right? If I were to be too attractive in any capacity, then people wouldn't listen to me.
It would be hardcore.
It would not be okay. So I have to balance out these like not real photos with the...
Yeah. Stop that. We want people to actually like you. We also are joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, our resident producer, and who's there in the back?
And this guy. What's up, guy?
The Texas legend Steve Helms in the corner.
And sometimes I just have random people back here with me to help me run the show. You guys don't know it, but I do.
Some people call our studio a hole in the wall. You know what's better than that? The fact we actually have holes in our wall. Yep.
True.
And they're not repaired. That's the kind of stuff you get here on Slightly Offensive, the best, worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have cock in our face. By the way, that stands COC, confetti of color. We always have the noun before the description because we want to stay politically correct, which is my third most important thing, as you know. Cyberbullying triggered by misgendering, second, and third is political incorrectness.
Long fucking list.
Long
gets
list.
Longer by the week.
Give a little bit of COC in Chad's face.
Yeah, I love a little. Look, I even have a little COC on my chest. They're my thunder chicken. Every guy can handle a cock on his chest.
Some. Everyone has to get it.
Everyone has to get it.
My name's Elijah Schaefer. I was your top 17 host, and they've bumped me to top 18. They moved me to the last. I'm the last show on BlazeTV.com until you get to the canceled shows. Shows you how much they really support. And
that's not true.
Yes, it is. If you go to the list, it's like me and then all the canceled shows. Anyway, we're going to be roasting a lot of TikToks. We're also going to be bringing up some insanity, guys. The cyber bully, the international criminal YouTuber Macron, is back making phone calls to us, giving death threats to my family, and also roasting the living shit out of Sydney Watson and John Doyle. And we're going to get to all of this and a lot more coming up on this episode. But first, I got to tell you something. I want to let you know that the world is a crazy place. And you know that I've been punched in the face more times than I wish. I've had to get surgeries to fix that. I've come into accidents. And most importantly, we've even had, you know, random snowstorms here, and car accidents happened by accident, and you don't know what's going on. And you're like, how do I protect myself? How do I prepare for things? Well, sadly, a lot of us, about 50% of Americans, have insurance policies that have high deductibles, or a lot of people don't have insurance at all. And so when accidents happen, you get left with huge bills at the emergency room, which is why I got to talk to you about a safety net with a Safety Net Club. Now, when you go to safetynet.club, this is something awesome service. You can check this out. You can find services like for about $15 a month. You can get accident protection, so that let's say you break a leg and get a $4,000 to $10,000 bill on average from the emergency room. Your insurance is not going to cover that. Well, guess what? Because you joined safetynet.club, you are prepared, and you will actually get that covered for you. Also, if you go to safetynet.club, that's safetynet.club, you get automatic $10,000 accidental death and dismemberment insurance, which we're going to find out I need because somebody's threatening to kill me, which means if you lose a limb, if you lose an eye, you will get $10,000 to help offset the missing work. And also, if you die, this is very important. A lot of people make GoFundMes to raise money for their family's funerals. It's sad. In a sad time, you don't want to leave people doing that. You get $10,000 if you die goes to your beneficiaries to help pay for funeral costs and whatever you need. Anyway, go to safetynet.club, look at all their services, get the coverage you need to do, join the Safety Net Club, be a part of it as I am. And if you're like a Sydney Watson and you're an independent YouTuber and you don't have medical insurance, then that's why you need to go to safetynet.club and get protected.
I feel seen. Thanks, Elijah.
I need to let you know, before we get into any of these TikToks, I want to give a little teaser to Macron. He called me back, this YouTuber, really mean guy, and I want to tell you, this is like free advertising for Safety Net Not Club. I've never been so happy that I have a service in my life. Let's go ahead and let's roll this clip, and I was reminded of why I needed to join this service. I did not make this up. This is real. This is a short clip of what's coming up next. Listen.
You ain't gonna be ready for you ain't gonna know when it's happening.
Okay.
You've already had your teeth knocked out once by a stronger man because you can't fight. It's gonna happen again. I hope you've got good dental insurance, you f***ing.
Yeah, I have accidental death and dismemberment insurance.
You're not going to get much with that crappy $10,000 f***ing health insurance that you're trying to peddle, you broke.
Oh, please buy some health insurance. Please buy some ExpressVPN.
You ain't got
Okay, that's a teaser.
I like that he knows exactly what you promote, though. That's awesome.
That's great promotion.
That is
actually
great promotion. You're just like, hey, if this random British person like punches me in the face, at least I have, you know, safetynet.club.
I got to get a Macron. I got to get one of those guys.
Hey, if Macron, you're welcome to try to. He gets people's numbers and he calls you. You're welcome to call Chad. Chad would love this.
I would love to have a jolly chat over a biscuit and some tea.
I do think, you know what? He actually has a cute accent. I'll say that much. I like the British
accent. He kind of reminds me of Craig downstairs.
It's nice, yeah. Well, Craig is from Scotland, though. That might offend him.
I really don't give a shit what offends Macron. But I'd be more afraid of offending Craig because he's a giant, and he's here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The Scots don't like being called Brits. They don't. That really gets under their skin.
Well, Macron also has called some of my followers and threatened to like rape their daughters and stuff. So we're going to get into that and a lot more coming up. But let's go ahead and let's start with that video that we started in the beginning. And we want to talk about what it means to be abrosexual. This is the newest sexuality that we've developed. Let's go ahead and let's watch that video one more time. Let's go. Nobody asked. Nobody ever asked.
People who identify as abrosexual are fluid with their sexualities.
What?
Like gender fluid, abrosexual friends one day might feel pan, but then the next day they might feel asexual.
And a week later, they could just be gay.
Their sexualities are fluid.
Does this mean they're fluid with all the sexualities?
Every abrosexual is different.
And we love our abrosexual.
Okay. Let's just start by saying that abrosexual has existed as long as alcohol's been around. Anybody is too drunk in college one night could become abrosexual. But it's like you hear this person and they've created a term for somebody who's a sex addict.
That's the deal?
That's what abrosexual is like. You literally could be up for anything at different times.
You're just DTF.
You're just pretty down. Much.
I've been abrosexual for a long time, bro. Like ever since I've used the shampoo in the wrong spot in the shower when I was 12 years old. I've been abrosexual ever since
then. I had no idea
then.
You were so progressive, Chad.
Listen, trust me. I'm glad said you last.
Oh my God, the dog's like, what's happening? All the yelling.
I'm a trisexual. I'll try chickens. I'll try mud. I'll try anything.
Do you know that that's the person's, but I say there because I want to use the correct pronouns. Again, this is, I really don't want to violate my own code of ethics here. It's their show. I looked it up called I'm Glad You Asked, which is a show like any of these liberal, like progressive shows where nobody's asking, but they'll tell you anyways, louder than you ask. You didn't even ask. You actually didn't want to hear, and they're like, no. And you just like walk by someone that's like, you want to know about my sexuality? And you're like, no, I don't. I don't even know what you, if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
This is true. The second time that I watched that, I was like actually looking for the normal things that would usually indicate like eyebrows and jawline. I can't even tell. I actually can't tell.
It was completely given away by the rainbow flags in the back. Like, I got it on mute.
Yeah.
I completely understood.
Could you put that person back on the screen? Guys, yeah. If you're in the audience, let us know if that's a boy
girl.
Or girl.
I want to say girl. I want to say girl, but...
It's a girl.
All
surely
I see is
girl.
Obesity.
No, because I don't know. I do know men that look like this. I don't know. I'm confused.
You remember that little... Okay, you remember that... what was the name of that cartoon? Recess?
Yes.
Recess.
That was a good
That
show.
Person reminds me of the little character with the ball cap on backwards on Recess.
It's been a minute since I've seen that. I can't remember.
It reminds me of that character.
Can I just say this real fast? Everybody knows I'm not a huge fan of Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro's not a huge fan of me. I wonder why. But I will say that I was laughing that I saw this like clip they released that was like, Ben Shapiro eviscerates like TikTok, LGBT TikTok. I'm like, brother, you've lost the point. This isn't a college. You don't eviscerate these people. You just laugh and move on. Like, yeah. You know, it's like, listen, I'll tell you this. This is asinine. This is sexuality. Abrosexual is not real. I read it in a dictionary. It's not real. It's like, dude, you just laugh, buddy.
Yeah.
For once, don't take yourself so seriously. Well, we got more. Obviously,
now I'm thinking it's a boy.
It's
just
a girl.
I need to know.
All right, but listen to the next one. So a lot of you guys might have seen this clip already, but luckily on this show you get the best commentary on it. The White House has decided that they are going to start targeting Gen Z with trying to get them to take the vaccine, which we know that, you know, the science is so sure and they're so at risk of all dying. That's my fourth thing I'm really concerned about is all the young people dropping dead from COVID and needing to get the vaccine. Really, everyone, I get 10 jabs. I think you got 12 jabs, right?
I got 19. And I've moved on to the Moderna. I've had 3 of the Moderna, 19 of the Johnson & Johnson, and I'm thinking about the Clorox.
You're trying all the brands?
Yeah.
You're a vaccine sexual?
I mean, why not? You can't kill you.
It's you change.
Wait.
You change by the day.
Yeah,
it's like abrosexuals, but for vaccines.
Yeah, I'm a Moderna.
This comedian or self-described comedian made a TikTok with Jen Psaki, the press secretary, to try to get people to get the vaccine. And now all I want is vaccines poked right in my eyes because I can't unsee this. And you got to watch this too. Let's play this.
One sec. Democracy's calling. See you, daddy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did a joke. Hey, everyone. Vogue.
Usually, I start off with a big coffee.
Sorry, they're like really strict in here. Hey, Jenny. I booked you a nail appointment, love.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's called initiative.
Hi, White House. This is Cooper. I don't think so. Oh, doesn't matter.
This is actually the entrance to the West Wing. This is so fun, and it's really prestigious.
Hey, POTUS.
Is Olivia Rodrigo still here?
No. We've come a long way in our fight against this virus. We've vaccinated 160 million Americans. Are you getting this all down?
Don't worry, Queen. It's all right here.
Cooper.
Sorry, Miss Jen.
And Jen, don't forget to have fun.
Spirit fingers, Mama.
We need to get shots in the arms of every single American.
I'm heading to a haircut.
Comment if you want me to make.
Tim Pool posted this video. Said, "I don't know why everyone's getting so triggered about this. It was just the White House trying to put out some PR." And all I wrote under his Twitter post was, "People aren't triggered by it. They're just embarrassed for a country that was gay, unfunny, unoriginal." I mean, what do you think? What do you think about that? I watched that for a moment. I'm telling you this. I sat there. And I don't get triggered anymore. I'm clown-pilled. You know about that? Like, I'm clown-pilled. I laugh at everything. I couldn't even laugh at this. I had laughed all my laughs. I just sat there and went, this is so embarrassing for every person involved in this. And then I realized that I helped pay for it with my tax dollars.
Yeah,
wait,
did.
So the White House actually put that out?
Yeah, that was from the White House. Yeah, that was
okay,
real.
Okay, because the first time I watched it, I was like kind of amused. I know this will be an unpopular opinion, but I thought it was kind of like, oh, like it was funny. But now that I know that the White House actually had that made, that's a little...
It's totally cringe on that level.
It was the ghetto-ass fingernails for me.
I feel disrespected and objectified as a man because I believe that if I were going to get a true manicure that I could do a far better job than that. I don't have to be objectified and say, okay, I'm going to get... You know, black fingernails, black lady fingernails, or
black
you know,
it
look like Cardi B or something like that. It really is. I mean, it looks like I'm ashamed that my tax dollars went to fund those fingernails.
Well, the White House wasn't happy, and the original person who promoted this, Libs of TikTok, if you know Liberals of TikTok, it's the best page ever. They promote so many things. Yeah. We were talking, we're going to fly him out on the show. I've known him since he was a wee little man, didn't have any followers. He even says the first big account that found him, and I'm really happy because now everybody's finally sharing TikToks. This is true. About a couple years ago, we started roasting TikToks on this show and never got any views. The episodes didn't. Everyone told us we were wasting our time. They weren't funny. Don't waste your show. And now look at everybody. Everybody's roasting TikToks because they're the best. Well, Twitter didn't like this. Just like they delete downvotes, just like on YouTube, just like they add followers on Instagram. Twitter started deleting the retweets of this video from the negative connotation. Check out this video that Libs of TikTok recorded, and they said this was happening all day as they refreshed the page. All the retweets were just disappearing. I think I was like up to like 700 disappeared in an hour. So watch this. As like every time he refreshes the page, you can see the little like he refreshes it, and boom, like 50 gone at a time. Every time he would refresh it, all the retweets would just go away from the post. So they were just like literally taking away people that were posting this video, probably because it was bullying and harassment. Apparently Twitter doesn't have a sense of humor. Are you shocked, Chad, that Twitter and these social media companies just couldn't enjoy a great piece of art like that? They didn't want other people to see it.
They can't laugh. They can't laugh at themselves. There's no self-deprecation here. We've lost it. And Libs of TikTok, by the way, we've been featuring them on my show in a brand new segment called Chad Prather Should Feel Guilty.
I'll have him when I fly him out here. I'll make sure he comes on your show too.
I want to have him come on. Yeah.
I will. It's just like, but you look at this, and that's the sad part. It's like even Twitter knew. Okay, this is embarrassing. Even an exec looked at this video. Was like, we got to make sure this doesn't go anywhere because this is extremely embarrassing for everybody involved in it. Again, not just because some little gay boy that is mentally deranged, you know, with his nails is telling me to get a vaccine, which is like, remember, don't listen to Joe Rogan because he's not a doctor for medical advice, but listen to this little queer boy, you know?
So I imagine, like, if you could see behind the scenes, let's say in the next 3 to 4 weeks, where Cooper, this little gay guy, has to actually do a job, right? And the pressures of doing a job, working for Jen Psaki in the White House, get to him, and you could, if they would, like, put that out there. Not of him just like, oh, Vogue, but just like under the pressure of actually working for the White House press secretary and him crying in his coffee and just like, I've got responsibilities.
I would watch that. That would like, be good.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
The pressure's on Cooper.
It's weird to me, though, that anybody would pay. Because I think, Elijah, it might have actually been you that made this point. It seems odd to me that the White House or any other institution, I suppose, would pay influencers to promote the vaccine when they actually have no legal protection.
Mm-hmm.
If something goes wrong, I mean, like... That's weird. That's weird. Is that not? There's no protection. It's like pharmaceutical companies that either have, you know, gazillions of dollars behind them and actual, you know, protection. It's like, Cooper, have you thought this through, my guy? Like, what happens when someone gets it, has an adverse reaction? Yeah. It's like, all right,
they're
going
to pay $1,000, by the way. They're going to pay $1,000 per shout out to promote the vaccine to their audience.
But where's the disclaimer? I mean, shouldn't there be a disclaimer somewhere on that? You're offering up this kind of crap. I mean, shouldn't there be, to your point, a disclaimer there?
Yeah, I mean,
disclaimer,
I think
this vaccine may turn you gay.
Yeah. I think I zoned out when he was talking about the vaccine because I'm so sick of hearing about it. And that's probably why I enjoyed it the first time I watched it because I just didn't hear anything that he actually said. I just got the...
It was promotion. Yeah. Okay, but I brought this
so
up.
So strange.
Because we're going to look at this next video. And I brought up that the fact that this video puts us in a bad position as a country because either A... Our administration, a current regime, thinks that we're so stupid that a little guy that was grew up in a broken home structure that clearly might have even been abused when he was younger is going to be the person to give me medical advice for me and my family. The fact that they think that that's true is really bad. But also, if it is true and we are that stupid and people do go get the vaccine because of watching this video, that's even worse. So it's like there's no good end to this video. The creation of this video either shows that the regime thinks that we're that stupid or we literally are that stupid and we have to reckon ourselves as a country. And then I watched this next video and I realized, you know, Maybe that was the most genius thing the White House could have done. Maybe we literally are past the point of saving. Maybe we're ready for another flood, God. Maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe like the Arkansas governor regretted the mask law. Maybe you should have promised not to flood the earth again. We might be there. Let's listen to this new sexuality called Frey Sexual, video 11.
What? I'm Frey Sexual. I'm attracted until there's a connection. Once it's gone, I'm in a state of perfection. Part of the asexual spectrum. I'm not flexing. I'm Frey Sexual.
Because I don't even, can we play one more time? Because I don't even know what that is. Can we break this down, chat? Tell me what it's happening.
I'm Frey Sexual.
Okay, they're Frey Sexual.
I'm attracted until there's a connection. Once it's gone, I'm in a state of perfection.
Stop.
She's attracted until there's a connection. So that does that mean just she's attracted because there's no connection? She's attracted until there's a connection.
Ma'am, you also just find a lot of people attractive you see on the street and then you meet them and hate them.
And then
that's
exactly,
me too.
Then you connect and then that's that.
Like you were hot until you started talking, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah, like, oh, you thought girls in yoga pants are sexy and then you like hear them speak for like, yeah. One sentence and you're like, oh God.
I'm like, you were an Instagram model and you were banging, you know, you had to be like just hot and then I met you and you were like, okay, so then I'm like, just shut up.
Then you become abrosexual because you're like, all right, I'm gay. That's like, just, and some days you're just gay. It's like
how about
I'm gay
I quit
now.
It before I hit it?
Yeah. Quit it. I don't know. And then it said like with about perplexion and then they leave. Okay. That was the end. Do you have an explanation, anyone,
okay,
for that?
That
I
didn't was even, the end.
No, we've gotten to the point where we have sexualities that can't even be explained. Like, that was the most confusing one I've heard thus far.
Frey, is it Frey? F-R-A?
Yeah, Frey. It's Frey sexual.
I honestly
F-R-A-Y
think
sexual.
That this is people just trying to make themselves feel special for having normal human emotions. Yeah, that's basically what this is at this point.
These are the emo kids. These, when I was a teenager, Elijah was a teenager, you not so much because you're a couple years younger than us.
I was a young father.
When Chad was a young father, these would have been emo kids. They would have been the kids wearing
yeah,
the lip
just go back to
then.
Say to you know writing XD and wearing
exactly
your
raw
like
X.
This,
these
like,
would have been raw XD
hey,
kids.
That's kind of hot, Seth.
Put the razor away, Savannah. Go see a counselor.
me after watching these TikToks
okay.
Every day.
That, we need to go to this because I need to show this. The people. This is who the people used to be. We have these images. There was a pro transsexual. I love how Andy Ngo always uses the phrase transsexual because it's a medical term actually, and you are so safe using it because it's a biological term, transsexual, and he uses it to avoid censorship on Twitter. He posted some images that a photographer took at a recent pro-transsexual march in the UK. And if you want to know who these TikTokers become when they grow up, can we bring some of these images up, Savannah? Do we have some of these? Okay, so this was a transsexual baby, a guy dressed up, and they were trying to promote kids to be able to remove their genitals without any permission from the parents. This was actually a real march. And like, look at this. This is what reminded me of the emo. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. These
and look
are,
at the arm marks, the cuts.
These are the people, right, that back in, when we were teenagers, when Chad was a young father, these are the people who would have said crap like, you know, it's not a phase, Mom. These are these people. And it's bizarre to me because, like, back in the day, like, grunge and, like, you know, the sort of, like, anarchist movement and goths and stuff were about, like, anti-establishment, whereas these weirdos are all about the establishment. It's so ironic.
So what people don't understand is it is a natural thing in life. It's a progress in life. You go through phases, right? We all do. There's certain times you like certain things. You dress a certain way. You listen to a certain type of music. These people have pigeonholed themselves in such a way because now they've put everything on a digital wall that will haunt them forever. Like there's suits that I used to wear, ties that I used to wear in the corporate world that I'm so glad pictures don't exist.
What kind of ties, Chad?
Just, you know. I'm just glad the pictures don't exist of some of this crap I used to wear.
I'm sad they don't exist.
I went through a phase where I thought I was a black evangelical preacher. I'll just put it that way. I just thought I was T.D. Jakes for a while.
You dinger. You dinger.
I was a dinger. I thought I was T.D. Jakes.
You dinger. Or would you say you were a chigger?
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about chiggers before.
What is that?
How they're these bugs. They bite your feet. I never knew this was a thing. I was actually going to say at the start of the episode.
I thought those were like
so
very tanned Asians. Like Chinese, like dark-skinned Chinese.
No, those are
chigger.
The Uyghurs. Those are the Uyghurs in China.
It's the... Elijah, I don't know. I've got... No, you can't see my feet, but I have freaking bites all over them. They like.
And we thank you for that.
It's gross. Yeah, no, my feet are not cute. People ask me all the time for pictures of them and of my shoes and things, and I go... Have you seen my toes? It looks like someone, I don't know, like stomped on them and then cried.
Yeah. Well, I
didn't cry. The other person did. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. With pig and speaking of the chiggers and these things, I'm going to tell you what. The world is weird. Go back to my screen for a second. Okay, so these kind of people exist. And honestly, they'll come after you. They'll look for your information. They'll come after you. I'm not even joking. I just had, we're going to get some Macron stuff in a second. Macron, I got locked out of my mailbox because he tried to hack my voicemail, and he like tries to hack my phone and everything. He's really a creepy guy.
He
continues to commit crime after crime, and that's why I got to keep all my information safe, which is why I got to talk to you guys about StartMail. Now, StartMail is my email that keeps everything private, like actually private. This is not just like your pants going through a body scanner through the TSA that, well, they see your privates even if you cover them up. Your mail is kind of like that. People can hack into your email. They can get your information. They can sell it to people. Every email can be encrypted, though, and you can protect it, not only who you sent it to, but what comes into your inbox if you go to startmail.com/offensive by keeping everything as private as possible. Now, when you delete an email in StartMail, it's just about as gone as Hillary Clinton's emails, literally, meaning somehow it's gone forever and you don't have to destroy your servers. This actually just does it for you without having to do anything yourself. StartMail also uses their own servers, not Amazon, so you're protected, which means that they can't be put out of business like Parler was. Oops, rest in peace. Switching to StartMail is seamless too. You can easily transfer all of your current email data, so there's no starting from scratch, and they're backed by the most stringent privacy laws in the world. You get unlimited anonymous aliases. This feature protects you from your main email address from spam and phishing attacks. So when you're giving your email to a company but want to protect your identity, StartMail can generate a shareable alias email so people can't sell your information. Very important, especially for anybody that values privacy. Your cybersecurity has never been more at risk today. And just so you know, people are phishing for inside of your emails and they are stealing your information. Start securing yourself today. Sign up and get 50% off your first year. Go to startmail.com/offensive, which is what I did. And I got 50% off and it's really awesome. And I'm able to send emails, especially encrypted emails that I need to send. Because believe me, sometimes things are so bad that I have to put like documents onto flash drives and physically mail them to people. But StartMail helps take some of that ease away. Go to startmail.com/offensive. That's StartMail.com/offensive.
It takes the ease away, Elijah. I think you mean that it makes it easier.
Oh, it takes the pain away from
there
having to go to the store and actually mail it out. Okay, so there's an old video that surfaced, and I want to bring this up. It's literally titled on 13. This is what Savannah titled this video. Fuck you, Elijah, for making me watch this weird puppet shit, Elijah. Okay, so there's this video that
this
weird.
I hate it.
These scripts are so good. I said this to her because the reason why I'm going to show you this video is because you wondered, like, how did we get here? Like, how did we get to TikTok? What was happening? About several years ago, it might be more than that, I saw a video online that recently just resurfaced. That when it came out, it shocked the internet, and people were like, how could kids be exposed to this? And what's sad is, like, now it just looks like something you would see on Twitter tomorrow. Let's go ahead and let's play the video. I had to watch it, so do you guys.
Oh my god,
this is an art installation somewhere, and there's kids, and it just gets worse as it progresses.
Yeah, I remember this
thing. Reminds me of Attack on Titan. What the
it's gonna have a child.
Oh no. I don't want to watch it again.
Here comes a little puppet baby out of the uterus.
Oh, gosh.
Right from the anatomically correct huge
blown-up
vag. Is
that what vaginas actually look like? I'm disgusted.
I've never seen one. I'm a fray sexual.
Oh, my God. What is this? What fresh hell is this? Is that a boob?
The boob came up.
I didn't even make it this far.
And it's squirting the kids. And then there's a dinger right there, you know, on the floor for some
reason. Why did it get hit in the head with something? Why did that make it give birth? How that happened?
And you know, there's more to this video. But I remember when it first moved, this was several years ago this came out, right?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I remember you were like thinking, like, how weird is this? And now this literally just looks like something that you've seen every day. Like, this has become our society. Like, this is now normal. Like,
that's what happens. You hit a woman in the head or a thing in the head with a brick and it has a baby.
That is biology in 2021.
That's a lot of interpretation
those
right
poor
there.
Kids.
I just wanted to bring up the fact of, like, letting people know how far we progress. We're keeping track of society. Like, at one point, this was shocking and could get you suspended on the internet, I believe, probably for it, like, being insane. Yeah. And could probably get you fired from your job for just being a weirdo for showing
it. But how often
now
per
it is my job to show it.
How often per week does your boob just fall off and randomly, like,
squirt milk
people?
At kids?
Well, Savannah, the assumption there is that I have boobs.
Well, I don't, so that's why I'm
Chad's
asking
getting
you.
Excited. He's like, your boob can come
Listen, when you get my age, you get turned on by a lot of weird shit, okay?
You said the better person to ask this question is Elijah. Elijah, do your boobs come off and squirt things?
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
How
you know,
does Kezia feel about it?
Your boob and squirt someone else's
sometimes
kid?
I just walk into the studio and Elijah's boob is just squirting around everywhere.
Hey, I'm not going to kink shame anybody, but that reminds me of when I was a kid. We'd have the water hose and you'd clamp it shut, right? And then your little brother or whatever would come over and you'd say, hey, look in there. There's little people inside that hose. Mm-hmm. And you let it go and it would just spray them in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, I would totally do that with that titty.
Oh, okay. My, this is really degenerated, this conversation.
Can you keep playing the part where it squirts the milk? This is the worst part of the video. Well, I, like, oh, like, if that happened
like,
to my
what's that kid getting a face full of?
Yeah. It's so, like, it's so
it's where so, was this? I bet this was in Europe somewhere.
It's gotta be Europe.
Yeah,
it's gotta
UK.
Be Europe.
The Europeans
it's
are very odd.
Or
love
France.
The Europeans. Very odd.
I'm glad they're using passports now.
Yeah. Very, very odd.
Keep them out of here.
It's like maybe the pandemic was good, so we had travel bans on Europe. That maybe
shut
that was a good
down.
Thing. All right, so let's talk about this. So obviously we're roasting things a little bit, but we got to get serious because we got to give our audience an update. You guys have wanted to know what is going on with this Macron drama. Chad, I know that you've been texting me daily. You've been telling me you've been nervous for me and my family. That you also told me that, which is weird, that other than having weird kinks and turn-ons with detachable boobs squirting milk on us, that you've also are very an advocate against people being, you know, mean online. Cyberbullies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know how it goes. I catch it all day, every day. I get the emails. I get the death threats. People, you know, as things go on, people get more and more brazen and bold with, thank God we have body armor sponsors. Right?
Yeah.
But they don't have guns in the UK, Macron, so yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get into this because we're going to get into
they have you. Screwdrivers I've, and hammers. Have
they
you
do.
Not seen
and
those
yeah.
police
Muslims.
Raids?
Yeah, so they also have, yeah, that's exactly the things with machetes, and they also have trucks, so there's those as well. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the Macron drama, Macron has started calling me more often, and he's been going to a point where he's getting really scared because fortunately enough, guys, thanks to the work of you guys and also work with British intelligence, we now not only know where Macron works slash owns, we know the train stations he uses, we know the route he takes to work, we know his address, we know everything about him, and we know his real name as well. So we actually have all of his information, and we're working on this, and he's getting really scared because he's breaking many laws in his country and many laws here. So he's an international fugitive. So he called me, and I happen to be in studio, and let's get into his nervousness, and let's break this down and play video one.
Mind the gap, bitch.
I've heard all your threats, and I'm waiting for something to happen, you little bitch. Make something happen. Instead of sitting there going, oh, yeah, we've got a big team, and we're going to come get you. Do it. Do it, you fucking puss. I am sitting here waiting. I am fucking dying for your wimpy little ass to do something.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Come on, pussy. Come on, do something. Blah, blah, blah. All you do is talk and tell lies, but you can't do shit. You are weak. You are incapable.
Is this Macron? What happened to your British accent?
You have nothing.
Macron.
You can't do shit to me. I am sitting here laughing my ass off at you. You will never, ever get shit done to me. I dare you. I fucking want you to. Do it now, please. Please do something. I'm fucking waiting. You can't. You are incapable. You're an idiot. Just like fucking Donald Trump loser lost the election.
Okay.
I would totally do something to you, Macron, but I'm afraid sexual.
Yeah. Yeah. The best part is so I want to bring this up. It's important.
I think it's more important that you just don't put your dick in crazy. I think that's the thing.
Well, too late.
Yeah. I want to bring this up, though. He's before anybody says anything, people said to leave this guy alone. So number one, he's asking us to do something to him. He said he's begging me to do something to him. Now, it sounds a little bit sadomasochist, a little bit like he didn't imply it wasn't sexual. So just so you know, Macron, I am not abrosexual today. So I'm not swinging that way. And if I was, I'd probably go with someone about 5 points lower in BMI. Just saying. Just saying. The man's COVID prone. He's prone to hospitalization. So, and I'm looking out for him. I care for him. I don't want him to be hospitalized from the Delta variant.
Okay. He kind of sounds like a young Seb Gorka to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kind of a with a tight ball sack. You know, like things are just kind of squeezed up in there a little bit. Kind of a higher pitch voice.
Yeah, and it gets worse. So he's calling me and people are like, leave him alone. And we were going to leave him alone, okay? And we were like, I'm just going to leave this guy alone. He doesn't deserve it. And Sydney was on the show and we talked a little bit about this. We were having some fun with this. People are loving the entertainment. And he has decided to make things personal about Sydney.
Oh.
And he has, you were the only person on the show that day with you and John Doyle. So he also began to speak about you. For all my Sydney simps, get ready.
Who's that ugly chick with the giant chin as well? Fucking hell. Someone needs to hose her down. That is gross. Ugh. With that giant fucking jutting out square chin and the fucking ugly ass fucking flea market clothes. Ugh. No, keep her up there. And the little wimp with the beard, what's his name? John? We're going to send someone over to his house as well as your house, Elijah. Get that fucking clear. Make sure that goes out on the air, yeah? I'm going to fuck you up and you are not going to do shit to me. Okay? Pussy. Do something. Instead of talking, do it. I double fucking triple dare you.
I double dog dare you.
Hey, don't you love
it? I think it's nice, though, that he won't send someone to my house. I appreciate that chivalry. That's quite nice.
He's a gentleman, Sydney. Aww, all he's going to do is insult your appearance and make you want to die.
Well, look, he's not wrong. I do have... See, it's funny. I think I have a giant head. He's not wrong. I can't disagree with
him. Yeah, Sid, put your head next to my head. Let's see.
Sydney, you're on a show with Elijah Schaefer, and you're saying you have a big head. Like,
no, yours is the size of a beach ball. You know
yeah,
this.
But, like, but I have a five head, and you're trying to come like, oh, I have a big head. It's like, I'm surprised that my mom didn't die from like internal bleeding when I came out.
I think we all had normal size heads. But unless we all had big heads.
I just feel sad for people like this, because I'm like, I feel like I was quite nice to him, to be honest. Now I've said that he's got a cute accent, too. So it's like, bro, I mean, like, I'm not... Dude, look... If you want to date a girl, I get that it's a thing where you want to pull her hair and be horrible to her. Aww. But this stuff doesn't work on me. Just send me some flowers.
You have to choke her with a belt too. You have to choke her with a belt and slap her too.
Exactly. I like that as well. Let's go.
Trust me.
Govern
it
me
doesn't
harder.
Work. I've tried it all. Kink simp right here.
Chad, what you haven't done yet is gotten the boombox and stood outside my house.
No, I haven't done that.
You haven't detached your titty and squirted it out.
Yeah, that's
milk.
What I was going to say.
That's where you're at. So here's the
titty
point.
Milk.
So
let's go, Chad.
On a serious note, he continues to call. He continues. You heard, I mean, that's threat. He's threatening. These are illegal things to do. Like what he's saying is illegal. And he's continuing to be and say these kinds of things. Then he goes a step further, and he takes a step further, because people are like, why don't you be a Christian and ignore this guy? And it's like, well, not only do we now have all his private information, because unfortunately he doesn't realize it works here in that we have connections to British intelligence here, and that we were able to track everything about him down because we had all his information. Unfortunately for him, he has a public medical record. He had a brain hemorrhage. He got hurt in a subway accident, which I feel bad about, and he got into something. So unfortunately,
he didn't mind the gap.
Yeah, so unfortunately for him, we were able through medical, you know, through trace back, we could find out exactly everything about him. So unfortunately, James Winder, we know a lot about you, sir. So Macron, John Blackman, as you call yourself, I know it's not your name, buddy.
It tends to be what happens when somebody's dropped on their head on the subway.
Yeah, but we were trying to figure out if this is because you had a brain injury, but he goes a step further. Listen to this. He says he's a prankster. This is funny. Like, I'm sorry, dude. But not only are you getting ratioed on your channel and everyone's just be like, bro, you're kind of a jerk. If you guys thought you could defend this guy now, listen to more of this conversation. It's almost like, sounds like ridiculous to not laugh at, but he is like even calling my followers who write on his videos, he's calling them, finding their numbers. He called someone's daughter, a minor, and told her he was going to rape her and stuff. And that he's like, that her dad never wanted to speak to her again. Like, he's not a prankster. This isn't funny.
Yeah, this isn't funny anymore.
He's like, this is...
He's
illegal.
Like, haha, I'm going to come to your house and murder you. This is your exact address, but it's just a joke.
Yeah, just a prank. Hey, I'm going to rape your daughter. Prank.
I was just kidding.
YouTube clickbait. I threatened to rape someone's daughter. Prank.
That's never gone over well on Crank Anchors. I could tell you that.
The Brits do have an odd sense of humor. I mean,
that's not British humor. That's not British humor.
That's not British.
Listen to this. That's not British. That's just called...
just murder.
Yeah, that's...
that's just murder.
It's called a crime. Listen,
that's
listen.
When you want to be subjugated
I'm like,
by
damn,
the crown.
Sid, what are they doing to you in Australia? Good Dude, lord. Sid's like, oh yeah, this is funny.
Yeah, no.
I think it's hilarious.
Listen
very
to this. Well, we got to play this.
Look, we're convicts. What do you expect?
Keep playing this. Play video three. What happened to your confidence from yesterday? I thought you were really like, really, 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 really confident.
I'm going to be doing more calls as American. I'm going to be calling more people as American. I'm going to be doing it lots more. And I'm going to fuck with you royally. I'm those two little ugly fucking co-hosts of yours.
That's you.
Watch what happens. So sit there telling lies and fucking making up stories about all your resources.
I'm not ugly. I'm not a co-host, but...
faggot. Okay?
That's what a man looks like.
All right. Well, so what's the deal here? So what are you getting at?
I'm challenging you to make good on your threats and do something, and you can't. You're just a fucking puss. You're just a nobody, an empty shell of nothing. Just talking out.
Macron, I told you that we explored our options, but it would cost more for 1 hour of a lawyer than if we took everything from you, including your small YouTube channel. We wouldn't do that.
You can't.
Macron, we thought you were a bigger guy, and the more we looked into you, the more we realized your real name too. Once we realized that your show Twitter account was suspended, and then we found your other account, and then we found out your real name, and we realized you don't have a lot to your name. So it's not really, you're not worth going after.
Health insurance, because you can't, pussy. You're a faggot. I'm going to fucking hurt you. I'm threatening you right now. I'm threatening you and your family. One of my guys is going to fucking hurt you, bitch. So why don't you...
Hey, come on over. Come on over.
You've got all these resources.
Come on over.
He's got guys? Who is this guy, Nick Fuentes?
I like how subtle he was. He was very subtle with that threat, I would say.
How did this escalate? I don't understand. Because I know Elijah quite well. We all do in this studio. We all know Elijah quite well. You're just, you take the piss out of everything. And this guy's over here like, yo, death. Like, how did it get from ha 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 to...
You said he's just British.
He called me a British cigarette. Yeah. He went there. That's, you know, and it's like humiliation too. Like, some people are into that. That's, what is that? That's a kink, right?
That's a kink. On it.
Some people like to be like spoken down
to. Some
people
like to be subs to a dom.
Chad, tell us your feelings about that.
Well, I used to wear a tie.
That's all you need to know.
So, that's all you need to know.
Finally, I understand what was on it. That makes a lot of sense now, why there's no photos.
And but I'm going to say this, that's where we've gotten to the point where, as the audience, this is what's so funny. So this is where I'm at on this legal battle. So we have spoken to a solicitor, which is the British lawyer. We are there. He has violated a lot of laws. We can send police to his house. He did violate hate speech laws. We do literally have, our connections in British intelligence.
A barrister.
But unfortunately for him, the UK is starting to lean right as well. And they, even if a lot of people in the government aren't, you should see the actual elections. People are fighting for freedom in the United Kingdom. And this guy had royally screwed up. And his hatred for Trump and his hatred for Trump supporters and people like Mike Lindell, he always talks about him. He's really obsessed with that pillow guy. It's a very bizarre kink. That's a kink too. There's an anti-Mike Lindell kink.
I texted Mike yesterday and I was like, bro, give me one of those promo codes because I will sell the shit out of those pillows.
It's like, what's weird about selling pillows on a promo code? We should sell promo code pillows here too. We should all sell them.
Yeah.
I would love some new pillows.
Me too.
Like, yeah. Unironically.
I'm waiting on my promo code from Mike. I texted him yesterday. I was like, Mike, hook a brother up.
Well, and here's the point. Is to American
pillows for everyone.
But to American Airlines, for everyone. Not only is he impersonating them on their phone numbers and pretending to be the company harassing their customers, I got him on tape admitting that he does this and explaining that he's going to do it again. And I got him to name... He didn't realize that I was trapping him because he kept saying American Air, and the lawyer was saying that if he's saying American Air, that's their Twitter handle, but that's not their corporate license. Their American Airlines is their corporate license, so technically he's not like saying that he's representing the company because he could spoof that in court. So I had to get him to admit on the phone American Airlines that he's going to do this. So we get him. Let's play video of five.
And just to be clear, I'll be doing more pranks as American. In fact, on my next show, I'm going to specifically do lots more pranks as Americans. Give them a call and tell them, okay? Because
American what? What does American mean?
American Airlines, American Air, whichever it is. I don't fucking care. But just let the airline know that I'm going to be spoofing their caller ID and doing a bunch more calls as them, okay? It'll be on my next show. I'll tag them in it, okay? I am waiting for any of you to do something. I am waiting, okay? Do it.
Okay, so the solicitor just needed us to get one more piece of information. They needed us to get him to admit that he impersonates American Airlines, the phrase, because in our recording it said American Air, and he fell for the trap. He thinks he's like pranking us, and we're getting him in the legal position that we need him in, and he fell into it.
John Winder.
James.
James Winder. That shows you how much I care.
Winder. I think it's Winder probably too.
Winder.
Sounds more British, right? Winder than Winda. Winder? Winder? I don't know. He also has other aliases. Winda,
Elijah, they don't say their R's, okay?
He has other aliases as well, though. Winda. He does have a couple other aliases online. Unfortunately, it was not so hard to find all of his personal information because in the UK, they apparently do not keep information very private about their citizens. So there's that.
Yeah. Well then.
So what do we do going forward, Chad? What should we do? I mean, should we? So he violated laws. We can at least get him a fine. It's a possibility of a jail sentence for the threats. I mean, what should we do going forward? I mean, as the audience, we want to bring you along the ride. Obviously, this is the most. I mean, this is serious drama. I told my audience that he was telling me like, oh, do something. I was like, brother, you are helping me make not only the best content ever. This is like 2014 YouTube content going on right now.
No, it's fantastic. It's great content. This should help your viewership certainly. So I hope he continues on with this thing. I would say don't penalize him because you don't want this to stop. This is a gold mine you have here.
Hassle him a little bit? Like, should we just like get him a fine, like a $1,500 fine or something like that?
Well, I mean, he knows it's there. It's there. All you got to do is just pop the bubble, and boom, and here comes the.
Like, we are one
problems.
Phone call away from the police arriving at his door. Like, right. They are like, yeah, if you want to press the charges, if you want to go through with it, we will show up at his door.
Macron, his father will sue.
Yeah. So Sydney's from Australia, and I don't know if you guys realize this, but there's shit in her front yard that can kill you, right? I mean, like everything in the front yard.
Yeah, but we don't have any chiggers.
Can kill you. There's no chiggers, but you know. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, Macron. So, by the way, DFW is a hub for American Airlines. You could take Heathrow, Gatwick, whatever to get here. But if you come over here, you have to understand there are local people that want to crush my skull with a baseball bat. And they actually know where I live. So I'm not all that concerned about a dude that lives in Piccadilly. So just like...
You probably couldn't afford to live in Piccadilly.
Probably not Piccadilly,
real.
No. Yeah. You're in a crummy little flat in Birmingham.
Yeah, he's not as wealthy as he likes to put out there. You know, usually, I have found this, like people who have to say that they have a big dick probably don't. And
I drive a big truck because everybody knows I have a little dick.
Mine's a micro penis. It's El Macron. He's a little fascist.
You have a Macron penis.
Yeah, he's a Macron, El Macron. But
we've gone to the dick jokes. That's how far we've gone down.
But I mean, but at the point of this, it's like, you know, as on the one hand, you know, I really do want to not do anything because it's so amazing the fact that this guy just continually digs himself deeper into a hole to where, like, originally the legal pressure was questionable. Like, they said there was loopholes that was like, oh, we don't know if you could pursue legal pressure or put legal pressure on him because of, you know, he doesn't have anything, and also because he said American Air, and then you could get him on hate speech violation, but like, it's hard to confirm this is him because you only have like one recording and, you know, whatever, just it's not from his phone number. Now we have like several recordings, him admitting exactly what the lawyer's like, this is what you need him to say. And he's just like reading from a script. I'm like, did you speak to my lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you did, son? And so I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Maybe do we keep it going, Sydney? What do you think we should do?
I don't know. I'm of two minds about this because on the one hand, I'm like, this is such a colossal waste of everybody's energy. Goodness gracious.
Oh, I'm loving it. This is what I was born for.
Potato. Like he looks like a potato. You want to get personal, my guy. You've now gone after my appearance. I try not to, you know, bully the disabled, but I am going to say you do look like a potato. Please grow some hair.
Yes.
So,
and we have real pictures of him too. And you know, it's so crazy. He's getting desperate that people, apparently I saw that there was a video taken down. Like somebody made a video and blew up his face on the video because he's like took down the other video where his face is on. He's getting really nervous that he like gave the person a copyright strike and they didn't even care. They're like, eh, whatever. Like he's getting videos taken down of his face. I mean, this guy's going, he's really getting scared that he's like starting to say he's going to kill people.
Calling you and threatening you though. It's not funny. It's not funny anymore. I don't understand.
It's not a joke, buddy. You're a prankster.
He's
like, break your teeth out and kill you. Prank. Pretending to murder someone. Prank. Yeah. And you know, and just so you know, buddy, just so you know, you can try to fight me. Not only I told you that we have guns, and then you told me that you'd stick it up my butt and blow it out my mouth. And I told you some people like that. Maybe I'm one of them. Don't anal gun kink shame, right? That's a true thing.
Yeah,
also realize too,
I'm gun sexual.
I'm back in the gym. You know me. I gained a lot of weight. I'm back in the gym.
You're looking good.
I've you know, went through, I'm getting fixed. Like I now have feeling back. I'm getting all the scar tissue out of my lip from getting punched. Mm-hmm. I am finally allowed to, from the surgeries, allowed to like lift a little bit. I'm running every day, literally every day. And I'm so happy to have this kit from Gainful that comes to my house that basically gives me everything that I need. It gives me my protein pre-workout, post-workout, gives me my my pre-workout in general, just the powder. I got this watermelon one, amazing. I encourage you to try it. There are those days where you just literally cannot work out and you want to. So if you go to gainful.com/offensive, that's gainful.com/offensive, you can get started by taking the 5-minute Gainful quiz. Now this considers your dietary needs, your goals, your unique physiology to personalize your formula. Gainful delivers your supplements with no shipping charge every single month. You can cancel any time as well or adapt your plan as needed. All Gainful products are formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians and are backed by pro-level exercise scientists on their science advisory board, which, believe me, actually listens to science, unlike some of those other groups. You know, like the American Medical Association was like, kids, gender doesn't exist. It's like, well, some scientists have no idea what they're talking about today and they're lying. At least the Science Advisory Board did get me exactly what I needed in my box. Every customer also gets complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian available anytime to answer your questions. They have rigorous quality controlled process that ensures your supplements only have clean ingredients that you can pronounce, along with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Get $20 off right now your personalized box. Go to Gainful.com/offensive. That's Gainful, Gainful.com/offensive for $20 off. Get your personalized nutrition made for your tastes. Like, you know, if you, maybe you want to yell out to a mascot and you like watermelon. Maybe. I do, so that's why I got watermelon flavored pre-workout. Anyway, let's continue on with a couple of these things. So, Macron, we're going to continue this. The drama continues. And
I think
then
the
here
line
we go.
Was crossed probably when he's, well, I think the line has been crossed several times, but I think calling your subscribers and threatening their daughters with rape, nah,
and like in the messages, like I have this stuff recorded, by the way, so they recorded it too. I just don't want to out any of my followers, but it's all, you know, in a legal portfolio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so,
jacked. You don't do that.
Yeah,
that's
so
jacked.
So mm-hmm. Speaking of people that look like Macron, let's go back to TikToks. That was such a dark chapter of this roast of TikToks. Did I tell you that this show has divulged to like what I saw on Twitter last night at 3 a.m. and some fat YouTube guy threatening me. That's what the show is now.
I love this show. I love the dark. I love the threats. I love the fact that we can get on Blaze TV or on YouTube or whatever platform and literally risk our lives every single day.
Get excited for our new show then, because I feel like if Elijah's leading the charge with our content, it's just going to be a lot of, you know, nitty-gritty weird crap.
Yeah, we're planning on doing a call-in. We're planning on having them on the live show, live call-ins.
That'd be great. So, and the show is actually called You Are Here, which tells them how to get to you.
Mm-hmm. Tim Pool's producer, Lydia, was like, mm-hmm. wrote on our show page. By the way, make sure you click below. Do we have a graphic that shows someone clicking on something? Mm-hmm. I think you're seeing it right here. And you go ahead and click the pinned comment or the description to see where to subscribe, because for some reason you can't find it on YouTube search still. Hopefully that changes soon. But she was like, this is the most depressing name for a show. Because it's like, that's where we're at now. It's like, we've gotten to a point where a show's name is just, You Are Here. Like, shit, that's where you are. Like, that's basically, it's like, it's not like fighting back or to overcome or like beating the left. It's like, yeah, we're just here today.
Here we are.
Well, our original name got stolen by someone else mildly ironically. So Elijah, actually, when we were trying to decide this, was like, why don't we just call it like You Are Here? Like, you're just like, it's, yeah, you're just here.
In
so
a mall. I literally said, like, you go to a mall and you're a kid and you're like lost. And you're like, where am I? And your mom's like saying something like, I'm at like Rue 21. And you don't know what that means. And you see Forever 21. And you're like, is that, did I mishear her? And like, you don't know what's going on. And you know, before cell phones, right? Yeah. And so you're just like in the mall and you're like, this place is so confusing and everyone's fat. And then you go like, and you find that thing. And then you look for the little dot, the little pin. And it says, You Are Here. And that helps you navigate the world. And that's the point of the show, is like, let's navigate the world every day. Let's navigate this culture. Jacked.
It's a very esoteric name. Very, existential.
That's what we get from Elijah, though. When he's thinking, and the people don't realize, when Elijah's thinking about things, you get this like weird, esoteric crap. Mm-hmm.
Dude, the amount of smart things that Elijah says to me every day, and I'm like, where is this on our show?
But we don't say it on the show.
No, never. Elijah's like, so let's talk about farts. And I'm like, okay.
He says some of the smartest things I've ever heard come out
that's
of a human
being
when he's on my show.
That's what I'm saying.
Or, you know,
he's got a lot of depth, you know, but then when it comes to TikToks, he's just like free sexual.
On everyone else's show, he's like, I have a degree in microbiology and I can, talk about all of these antibodies. And then on our show, he's like, TikTok.
Someone just heard me on a podcast where I talked about viral like virulence and mutagenesis, and I was talking about the development and adaptation on the show. And
see, what
said,
the hell does
I
that
didn't
mean?
Realize that like you understood like this development of the immune system. I go, yeah, because transgender people farting and like abrosexuals is so much more interesting
way
than
more
protein
interesting.
Spikes
people
on a
like,
virus.
Elijah's
like,
actually
literal,
smart?
Literal stuff. And also like Glenn Beck's in here with this whole he walks in here, Glenn Beck walks into the broom closet. This is the best thing. Like I'm laying on this place is so trashy. I'm laying on the floor, like just like laying down, and like we're just like basically ripping into one of our shows, me and Sav, and we just see like a little like silvered Kentucky Fried Chicken chef head, just like.
Beam no, in. Glenn like walks in, like he walks through the construction site that's outside mm-hmm. of our broom closet, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Hello," and we're like, "Hey."
He looks in just to show you how bad this broom closet is. He peeks his head, and he's never been in here, and he was like. He made like a face, like looked around like.
He's like, so when are you getting your new studio? Yeah. First question.
Like there's no ceiling panel above you. Check it out. It's like fell.
That's the asbestos know? Corner.
Yeah. So where on that list of most popular hosts does Glenn Beck rank?
I think he's like four.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Crowder's. It's Jason Whitlock is first, then Crowder, and then it's like Glenn and Levin. And
Whitlock's I'm just at the first end. For right now. Where do you get this list?
It's on Blaze TV. It lists the shows in order. So okay. My shows just need to scroll like to the end, and it's like me and your old canceled podcast.
Maybe it's alphabetical. Yeah, yeah. Elijah, maybe it's alphabetical. Maybe it's not personal.
No, it's not alphabetical.
You know what, though? I will say this about this room. If people can imagine this, it is the equivalent of a typewriter falling downstairs eating tinfoil. That's what it, if you can imagine that sound, that's what it looks like in here.
Yeah, literally.
That was that was beautiful.
It's very confusing. Yeah. And I was going to say this, I want to play one more video.
You should be hosed down.
I want to play one more video. Something that looks like Macron, just to
only
remind you guys
weekends,
where we're at. Let's go ahead into cue video 9.
And I've spent the summer trying to stay in my little bubble, you know, decompress from this dystopian nightmare we've been living in for so long. And I'm hearing we have to wear masks again. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm so sick of the same people fucking everything up for all of us. Like, first you guys elect Trump, and it's like, you know, thank you, fuck you very much for that. And then you guys were like, oh, sweet, let's light tiki torches and be openly racist again. And then you guys were like, global pandemic? Fake news, let's make this way harder than it has to be. And then you guys were like, you know, maybe you guys might have been right about climate change, but it's really too late to do anything about it, so fuck it. And then you guys were like, life-saving vaccine? The government's trying to kill us, and you guys are too stupid to take it. And now I gotta wear a fucking mask again? Because if you fucks again... Jesus Christ.
Wait, was that the mascot for the Michelin tires?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the adult version.
Oh.
Oh, man. Makes me want a Pillsbury Doughboy. I want her on my show.
Like, I was phrasexual there because, like, I was like, okay, she's cute. And then she opened her mouth.
Yeah. You know, some guys like a little pudginess. That's true.
I typically don't, but I like that. She was kind of, you know.
She has nice eyes. Let's be nice to her.
She's got nice teeth, and she's got beautiful eyes.
And you know what? Yeah. She's a huge forehead, and so do I.
A lot of forehead. I got a lot of forehead.
She has huge boobs. That's a good quality.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what we have to do as American men? We have to reconcile what we think looks good with what we know feels good. And if we can ever do that, like, we'd be a lot happier. Big girls would get more love.
And I agree, but she's not too big though. She's just like is like I mean, that's just know. A mom. No, that's just a mom who like
I can only
doesn't
see a,
exercise.
A rectangle of her.
Does she realize that she doesn't have to put the mask on though? Does she realize that? I'm just curious.
That's true. Now we have to put. I have to put it on. No, you don't.
No, you don't have to. Does she understand that if she's fully vaccinated, she's still giving it away, and she can still get it too?
Right. No.
Right?
Well, yeah, and I don't want to be honest right now that as we're seeing with these vaccines this won't give me a strike, but as we're seeing the play out is that really they appear to be more of like a therapeutic, like a therapy, right, than a traditional vaccine. That's what it appears is that people are, I know people who have been vaccinated that have gotten infected and that have gotten the Delta variant.
I know people in the hospital on ventilators right now fully vaccinated.
And do you know that I was just in a group where everyone got COVID and it's spreading, and the people that didn't get COVID in the group, me and this other guy, were the ones who were previously infected in 2020, but some vaccinated people are getting it in California that I know, and the people that aren't getting it are the ones who had previous infection. Makes you wonder.
So if the mask is like what I call the kind of the if the religion is safetyism, okay, and your totem is the mask, right? What if this vaccine, quote unquote, is just a placebo? What if they're just pumping sugar water into you?
But you can't say what if, but you can't say that because this is YouTube. Don't say it.
No.
Just question. Yeah. It could question anything, but don't ever actually explore it, because that would be real science to do testing and to try to understand it. Mm-hmm. And science is no longer legal on YouTube.
Yeah. The scientific theory, by the way, which, by the way, the father of Western philosophy, Socrates, he drank poison to kill himself. Because everything that he was saying, they said, of course, he's heretical for questioning anything. And he was considered to be licentious in his philosophies and, of course, a little too vulgar, if you will. And so he just took it and drank it like wine, went ahead and killed himself because he was like, I want off the fucking planet because people, the quote unquote experts, won't listen to my philosophies anymore. So screw it. And that's kind of where we are right now. Don't question anything with philosophy or science. Don't engage in the scientific method because you're going to get shut down.
Yeah, there was a time where people thought that the Earth was the center of our solar system,
Galileo.
And then they found out apparently that it was not, and then they were persecuted for that as well. And we've had times where they've killed all the scientists because they challenged the authority of people who had belief rather than through experimentation. So, and we went full circle.
You're
we're
exactly
back
right. So the heliocentrism of Galileo, of course, insulted the Pope because of a biblical narrative that he was misinterpreting. And of course, they put Galileo under house arrest for the remainder of his life for heresy.
I think about this when they did this to all the witches, when like women would just use herbs and stuff to like help people. It's funny, I know you're smiling, but I wrote an article about this when I first started my master.
Drown the homeopaths.
And how, yeah, no, it was weird. Like, you know, these people would actually be helping people, and then, you know, they went on this quest to kill all of them. It's bizarre how this stuff happens.
Do you think if you lived in Salem, Massachusetts back then, Sydney, that you'd still be alive?
Probably not. I say this all the time. I say this all the time. Where it's like, you know, given that I'm not religious, that I have a lot of these bizarre opinions, I'm like, oh, I would have been first on the...
Yeah, they would have definitely burned you.
Yes.
Yeah, one of those guys who broke their hearts, they would have just been like, yep, sorry, she's a witch.
She's a witch.
She's
oh
a
my
witch.
God.
No, but on the real note, what's also funny and to point this out was that during that time, you know, there was obviously this theocratic, you know, unification where you have the church having government power, and it was the religious people who were the ones that were against science and silencing people. And now you have it that it's the religious people, it's the Christian right, are the ones that are like, can we please get science back? I yeah. never knew that we would come to the
exactly.
point where the atheists were the ones pushing religion and the Christians are the ones pushing science. Science. I'm like, that's we went full circle.
Let's
there.
Let me tell you another example of full circle. Just a few months ago, the worst thing you could call somebody on the planet was a Nazi. We were all being called Nazis. Now they're walking around in cafes in Paris going, let me see your papers. Yeah. And they're applauding this crap.
Yeah.
Like they're promoting this. I need to see your vaccine papers.
Go to my screen. These are the people running the show. These are the people running the show.
It's mental. It's so, is it not the weirdest thing that people with mental illness are dictating your life, my, is that not the weirdest thing? I think about this all the time.
Well, Cooper is in the White House press pool there working for Jen Psaki.
Can we get a scan down? I just want to remind you guys that Cooper is the new mascot of the new show. You are here. Murphy. What's Murphy. His name? Murphy.
That's
not
Murphy.
Cooper?
I'm talking about gay Cooper.
Oh, well.
We're talking about.
Murphy, dogs are abrosexual. They'll hump each other.
Lower.
They'll get gay. Sometimes dogs,
somewhere.
My dog just becomes gay sometimes at the dog park.
He
my brother
sits up and he's like confused. He's like, where am I?
Oh man, go, what a everyone. Cutie pie. That's the Murphy cam that you get. That's the benefit you get for making it through the show. Before we go any further, I want to let you know that this is an audio only podcast. If you make it this far in the podcast, I always say the same thing. You should really go to the audio only and download. We're trying to get those numbers up and leave a 5-star review because again, if you've made it 1 hour into a show that you don't like, you really need to like do some character development and like figure things out. Because like, why do you watch things? Like people will write things like 55 minutes through like a comment being like, I hate how Elijah talks. I go, why did you spend an hour listening to somebody you genuinely don't like to listen to? You need to figure out better things to do. So if you do like the show,
self-flagellationalizer.
But if you do like the show, make sure that you go and you leave that 5-star review, that you go subscribe to the new show. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And you might get it read on the show in a few seconds here. Before we get into that, Chad, you have something new coming out?
I got a book coming out in a couple of weeks. Am I Crazy? An Unapologetic Patriot Takes on the Insanity of Today's Woke World. It comes out the second weekend in September, but you can pre-order it right now where books are ordered.
One more time, give us the title.
Am I Crazy? Chad
Am I Crazy? Am I Crazy by Chad Prather. You can get it anywhere. I believe we also have a link in the description as well to where you can get it. And where can they find you if they want to follow you? What's the best way that they can see your work?
WatchChad.com. And since I've given you so many sound bites, you should also know that I am running to primary Greg Abbott as governor in 2022 here in the great state of Texas. You can go to Prather2022.com. You can also go to Beto22.com. Still comes to me.
So good. You can find all his work. He has a show, the Chad Prather Show. It's great. It's even been getting a lot better recently, meaning genuinely, like I've just seen improvements. You know, you were just you were unwatchable, Chad. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I've just seen that your creativity's moving, you're advancing, you're developing, and it's a show. If you don't watch his show already, I'm gonna tell you guys, subscribe to his YouTube, watch his show. Sydney, where can people find you other than at You Are Here, the new show? Where can they watch your work? I know that you have new videos out. You specialize in topics people don't normally cover. Where do they find you?
YouTube, Sydney Watson. You know what? I have none of my handles are the same, so there's no point. If you want me, you can just go subscribe to the new show because that's basically where I'm going to be from here on in. But yeah, yep. YouTube, Sydney Watson.
All right, let's read a couple reviews at the end of the show. We have a review from Johnny Beauregard. I don't know if I read that right. I
said, Beauregard.
It's Beauregard.
Beauregard. What is it?
Beauregard.
Oh, shoot. So stupid. I have no idea.
You're from California,
dude. Elijah's like, words?
Johnny Beauregard.
Oof.
Sometimes I'm the smarts.
I just like when Elijah butchers their names. They're like so easy to read, and Elijah will read it like completely different, and I'm like, okay.
You just pissed off every Cajun in the
world.
I'm
like, Sidney? Like, not Sydney. Truth and Beauty, it says, some days I wonder where we're going as a society, how so many can't see through the lies of the media and our corrupt politicians. Some days I wonder whether all this pain is worth it. By the way, Chad, people write like poetic.
You get things. Good reviews. Like, I get great show.
Pain is worth it. Why are we here? Just to suffer? Not the no. The dashing Elijah and the beautiful Sav remind us every episode that there are people who see through the lies and see a way forward. In a world where the truth is hard to come by, slightly offensive keeps us grounded and ready to counter the less lies. That was so beautiful. That was made me cry. Can we get confetti for that one?
Yeah, that gets confetti. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you. The beautiful Elijah.
Do you know we also have clown pill confetti that one of our viewers made us that's going to be loaded soon so we can launch the clown pills. They pop up in your face. Review number two said it's called Sid Dose. Best worst show. I have the content, you guys. I love the content you guys put out, especially when you bring in biblical themes and references. Can't wait for the new show with Sydney. And of course, gotta show some love to John Doyle. And I've asked you, I've told you, Savannah, that I wouldn't read ones that talk about John Doyle anymore. But
well, Sid was in that one and she was on the show today. So
I was like, we're not, this isn't John's show. Everyone's always like, Sid and John, you should give John your show. And I'm always like, oh yeah, let me give him the broom closet. Like he's a better studio.
John makes me feel more intelligent when I'm around him. And it's funny because I hated him when I first met him. But now when I'm around him, I'm just like, oh, I feel elevated.
You are so weirdly honest.
What do you mean?
You're just so weirdly honest. Like I was drunk texting her the other night. Like I was, and last night I was like, sorry for the drunk text. I won't do it again. I've promised her this like 10 times in my life. And she's like, it was fine.
It was fine. I wasn't upset.
I know you weren't upset.
I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah,
fair
enough.
I mean, we're buds, but I'm like, and I was like, and she's like, really didn't give a shit.
You know? I really thoroughly enjoyed this deep dive into your guys' relationship this
show.
Well,
that's good enough for you.
Chad and I have a complicated relationship.
Very complicated.
I see. I heard it past hour.
I'm very aware. Well, I'll tell
you
this, Chad.
Right now,
go to my screen. Don't end up like this person. I'm not making fun of
it's called fashion, sweetie. Look it up.
Once Sydney rejects you, this is where you end up. That's
the same person that was screaming at the sky when Trump got inaugurated.
Yes, we got to wrap this up. Anyway, you can follow Chad. You can follow Sydney. You can follow the new show. Make sure you subscribe also to this show because a lot of you guys are not subscribed. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I was your top 17 host, now top 18 of the best worst show on Blaze TV, known as Slightly Offensive, that the studio is falling apart as we speak. Our computer doesn't render, so make sure you become a member of our SOBs, blazetv.com/Elijah. Become an SOB and sign up today. It really helps settle out. Obviously, we're demonetized everywhere. And to remind you guys, new merch is coming out that literally is just suggestive phrases that make no sense unless you watch the show and will confuse people and are slightly inappropriate but designed with 90s retro style. New merch is coming out and it's very excited. Get the last, I think the merch that's available today is only going to be available for like 2 more weeks. So go to our merch shop as well. Get your merch before it's gone and before the new merch comes. Have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.